This is Weekend Edition on NHPR, and I'm Amanda Loader. Good morning. Recently, the Currier Museum of Art in Manchester got some good news. An anonymous donor has lent the museum two paintings by two late 19th century masters, Pierre-Auguste Renoir and Vincent van Gogh. They're on display now. Joining me in the studio to talk more about these pieces is curator Kurt Sundstrom. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
How did you learn that these paintings would be coming to the Currier?
Well, oftentimes we get loans that are given to us by major collectors throughout the world, and we have, as part of our job, is to develop relationships with these collectors. And fortunately, this one came through our director, and we just got a call one day and asked if we want to have a Van Gogh or a Renoir, and we obviously embraced it very quickly. When you are offered a Van Gogh or a Renoir, you definitely do not say no.
And so let's start with the Renoir. Can you describe the piece?
Oh, it's amazingly beautiful. It's very bright, vibrant. It's primary colors. It's from 1873, which was at the point where Renoir was at the height of his Impressionist experiment and style. This is at the same time when Impressionism is defined as an artistic style. So this is very early on, yet in full maturity. It depicts two women walking through a garden. And the garden is filled with vibrant colors. The foreground is laden with flowers. And there's a forest in the background. And it's almost as if the two figures merge right perfectly into nature.
You talked a little bit about this change in Renoir's style. Can you dig a little bit more into the significance of this painting in his body of work?
Yeah, I think early on, Impressionists were experimenting with the power of color and also with capturing their own impression of the landscape. And here it's in full bloom where the application of paint is done very expressively and color is used very dynamically, and also color is used actually to establish space. And in this way, Renoir is really at the forefront of Impressionism. And it's a fabulous picture. It's called Woman in the Garden, and it's right at that moment when Impressionism as a style begins to dominate the art world.
And how about the Van Gogh? What does that piece look like?
Oh, the Van Gogh is spectacular. And from an art historical point, it's fantastic because many people don't realize it, but he was born in Holland. And he comes down to Paris in 1886. And before that, his palette was very brown. It was very earth tone. And he was depicting these peasants in very gloomy settings. When he comes down to Paris, it's a revelation for him. He gets introduced to the Impressionists, and he goes crazy with experimentation. And this picture is from 1887. It depicts a road. It's something. These titles are just descriptive titles, but the title is something like A Road on the Outskirts of Paris. It's a moment where he's at the height of his experimentation. He's actually using pointillism at this phase. It's only for a brief period of time he experiments with pointillism, but this comes out of his relationship with Paul Signac, one of the champions of the pointillist movement.
So pointillism, for folks who don't know, the most famous being the Seurat, right?
Yes, exactly.
The Chicago Art Institute. If you could just describe a little bit of that for the folks who aren't maybe familiar with pointillism and what that means.
Well, the Le Grand Jatte at the Art Institute of Chicago is the defining image. It's where you apply paint in dots, and these artists like Seurat and Signac were really interested in color theory, and you place primary colors and then let your eyes blend the pigment actually as you move back from it. Van Gogh wasn't so interested in the color theory. He was more interested in the application of the paint, using it expressively. So he took pure color right out of the tube and would apply it. So it looks like really short brush strokes all over, and those brush strokes combined to create the composition, which is a peasant walking along a path. It's gorgeous.
And you touched a little bit on how this was a revolution in Van Gogh's thinking. If we take, for example, the sort of spectrum, the most well-known painting, Starry Night, and you compare that to his earlier pieces that have more of this sort of muted classic Dutch palette, where is this piece on that spectrum and in that timeline?
This is right at the beginning. This is really, he comes to Paris in 1886. His painting's from 1887. So this is really at the moment where he's finding his artistic voice and developing his artistic voice. So it's before Starry Night, but he is starting to be exposed to paintings by Monet, by the champions of Impressionism, and then experimenting with all those styles, and this one happens to be pointillism.
So there are 14 years between the Renoir piece and the Van Gogh. So, you know, around this time in the history of art, as you've mentioned, we've started to see a big shift. What's happening in painting around this time, around these 14 years?
Well, let's go back a little bit to the beginning of Impressionism. The Courier has a very early Monet picture in its own collection, and it dates from 1869. And this is when Monet is actually developing what would become Impressionism. What's spectacular about our Monet is that you can actually see the artist's mind working through these ideas. And there's certain areas where the paint is applied in these impasto brushstrokes very thickly and dynamically, and especially light reflecting off of the object. They don't really depict the object. It's the light that comes off the object. And that's where it's starting to develop. So our painting dates from 69, which is 5 years before the term Impressionism is even first used. And then you have the Renoir in 73, which is a full-blown Impressionism. And then you have what's called Neo-Impressionism, which is pointillism, which then comes later. And that's what Van Gogh is experimenting with.
So we're before, we have sort of the beginning, the middle, and moving away from Impressionism and into that post-Impressionist movement that people tend to associate with folks like Van Gogh, Gauguin.
That's exactly it. I mean, the cool thing here is you can see the germination, really the beginning, the seeds of Impressionism. You can see that full bloom, and then you can see people moving beyond it. And it's an amazing array. You have three of the most important pictures by three of the most important artists all right next to each other on this one wall. It's spectacular.
Speaking of which, you know, I understand you're actually going to be displaying the Renoir and the Monet and the Van Gogh all together in the Courier's permanent collection. What's the story you're trying to tell with this arrangement?
Well, we really aren't trying to tell anything. I think for us, we feel it's our obligation to expose people to the best artworks out there. And rarely, I've been to the museum. I've worked there for now 15 years. I've never seen a Van Gogh in the museum. And in fact, I'm not even sure a Van Gogh has ever been in the museum. So for our audience, as many kids who come from school districts way up north in Berlin, where this may be their only opportunity to see one of the finest artists working in the late 19th century. So for us, this is an opportunity to educate and bring greater depth to the understanding of Impressionism.
Thank you for joining me, Kurt.
Thank you very much for having me.
Kurt Sundstrom is curator at the Courier Museum of Art in Manchester. The two paintings, by Renoir and Van Gogh, will be displayed in the museum's European Gallery through January. You can also see both paintings and the Monet on our website, nhpr.org.